Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable, from sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. When headed to the beach, I want to make sure my kids are protected, so I never leave home without Banana Boat 360 Mist. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
On this week's Thursday Therapy, we have on Pamela Warner. So she's the mother of award-winning actor Malcolm Jamal Warner, famed for his role as Theodore Huxtable on The Cosby Show, which we're in for 8 seasons. She has a new book out about managing kids, showbiz kids. So let's get her on. Hi, friend.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to chat with you because I feel like you're... The book that is just released, it's called The Parenting, A Parent's Guide to Managing Showbiz Kids, has come at a really good time for me because I've got three kids, but two of them. So my son is 5, my daughter's 8, and then I've got a 3-month-old. But
boy, you're busy.
Girl, my hands are full. And it's, so I just got offered a movie and there's a role in there where they essentially ask, like, hey, you know, one of the kids in the movie is, she's, you know, 7 years old, your daughter's 8. Would you maybe want to consider having your daughter play the daughter role? And she's come on set with me since she was a baby.
She knows the ropes. She's experienced.
Yeah. She's, you know, she gets it. She, you know, she understands, and she always like brings her like coloring book, you know, on the, you know, in the hair and makeup trailer. And she's just, she's grew up on the sets. So she likes them. But there was a piece of me that, and this just happened last night, like all of this just happened last night. And I'm like, I don't know the answer, because just a few weeks ago, I had probably one of the biggest auditions. I tested for it. It was between me and another girl. I ended up not getting it. And listen, in the acting world, as you know, you're rejected 99.9% of the time, right? And most of those rejections, I get it. You know, I'm fine with them. I audition, I leave the room, I forget about it. But the ones where you sign the contract, you get really close and you're like, wow, this is going to be that big next Desperate Housewives and I'm this close and it's going to change my entire career. And then when you don't get it, I mean, I probably cried for 3 straight days and just like, I'm just a D-list and I suck. And like, who even am I? And like, I'm just nobody and I'm never going to. And I'm like, there's that piece of the industry where it just completely makes you feel like you are a worthless piece of shit, you know?
Yeah, I do. I understand it. Not me, but I remember experiencing this with Malcolm many, many years ago. And there was a role that he really wanted. It was between him and another kid, and he didn't get it. And he was so despondent. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it was just awful. And so it broke my heart. And I just said to the agent, if he has to go through this, and I don't think this is what I want to do.
Right.
He was a child. You know, he was a child. He was learning. This is just, it's just, it's part of the business. And there's no magic anything. It's just, it's on such a whim. The whole business is, particularly with casting, is such a whim of the person who, of the gatekeeper. It's just, it could be, a lock of your hair was out of place. Who knows? Who knows? And I think it's something that is, can be detrimental to an actor. You have to do what you said you normally do, just walk away from it. But some things you want more than others, more than others. But you have to find a way to get over it because.
Yeah. And I obviously I did, but the piece that made me pause last night was like, and I know that kids, where they don't make the teams, like someone that we're close with, like their kid didn't make the travel team and they're upset. Like I understand that's a part of life, right? But I'm also like, well, if this is something that she's gonna then enjoy, I'm like, oh, do I really want this for her? And that's where the pause came.
Do you want it? Do you want? But see, this my book was written for that parent who has no idea of anything about show business. They don't even know what stage left, stage right. They don't even know what a stage is. They have no clue. In your situation, you're an experienced entertainer, actress, and you're a mother, and so you have to make a decision. You have to make a decision. I remember when the decision first came to me about management, because I had another manager at first initially. And when I had to make a decision about him, and then I had to make a decision with myself. Do I really want to be this involved? Do I really want to take the reins of this? Do I really want, I had to do the self-evaluation. And it came up, yes, I do, because I'm the best person for the job and the best person to child. You have such an advantage because you know the business, and she's old enough that you can have conversations with her and you can talk to her. Now, the other conversation with yourself is how much of this will it take away from what I want to do? And that's a big question. How does this impact my career goals and what I want to do for myself? And only you can answer that. You can say, well, I'll do 15%, or you can get a manager. You can get a manager to handle that, oversee everything because she's a minor.
Pamela, you're like, I'm a manager. You're like, send me her tape right now.
You can. They're different. As there's an old saying, there's more than one way to skin a cat. So the final decision making is with you, and how will it impact your dreams? How will it impact your dreams? Because so many times parents, their dreams get put aside, and that's just the way it is. So
Well,
it's an
and Pamela, when you say that too, I go, my whole world now is just to support my children. So like I work to support my children, and like that's my yes, like obviously this last role would have been, something that like I wanted for me, but everything else I do and most of the things I do now is to check the box and to support my kids, have a roof over their head, have a good living for them, pay their the house at their dad's, you know what I mean? Like I do the things that I have to do to support my children. And so
Absolutely. But then there's
their dreams are now, I'm excited for their dreams now. I'm like, what do you want to do? Do you want to, so it's like, we'll try this sport. We'll do this. Like, I'm like, whatever we got to do to give you the life, and to follow your dreams. And it's like, their dreams are now, they excite me. I'm like, what is it? But also I go into that, when I see your book that, about showbiz, I'm like, oh gosh, I'm like, is someone that doesn't, moms that don't know, like, what are your tips in the book for parents that just don't know the industry at all?
Well, the tips I think are just what I've said to you. You got to think about this. Think about it. Do your research. Try to understand the business. And will this fit within your family dynamic? Will it fit for you? Is this really something you want your child to be involved in? It's you have to do your inner research and you have to do your online research. Because I can't say yes, do this. I can't say no, don't do it. It's really up to the parent. what works for them, you know, what so that you can so that you can follow, help them have their dreams realized. But I was going to say with you, you also, yes, you're doing, you're taking care of your children, but what gets missed sometimes is the parent doesn't get taken care of. And you have to find a way to balance all of that so that you're also fulfilled, because you're not just a mother. You know, you're all these other things, and you don't want any of that stuff to go by the wayside. Luckily for me, I never knew what I wanted to do, so it was okay for me to pour all my into making Malcolm's dreams come true. And now, at this stage in my life, oh, okay, there are things that I want to do, but I'm no longer I'm not a hand. I'll always be a parent, but I'm not a caretaking parent at this point. You know, it's.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience you have to feel to believe. It smells great, incredibly light on your skin, and it's not greasy. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol-free. Better control means coverage you can count on with the precision pump to get all your big and little spots. Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist. It's available in Banana Boat's high-performance, water-resistant sport formula and pediatrician-tested kids, SPF 50. I always make sure the kids are protected with Banana Boat 360 coverage when we are outside playing in the pool, going on bike rides, or hanging at the park. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. What do you think along the way was your, oh, I should have done this maybe differently when it relates back to the showbiz piece?
For me, I think I should have made more, I should have done better. I should have done a better job at networking. I
oh,
should have
interesting.
Done a better job at forming relationships. I should have done a better job of promoting myself as his manager. I was very comfortable just kind of be in the background. And I really wish I had networked more and developed certain relationships with people in the industry. I didn't do it. Shyness, being shy, not really understanding what networking and how these friendships can pay off, you know, later down the line, didn't understand it because no one told me. No one's You should do X, Y, and Z. And that's why I wrote the book. And as we're talking, I should have put that in the book too, but I didn't. But that could be in the workshops. I can say that in the workshops. But I think those are the things that I wish I had have done.
Sure.
Other than that, I don't think there's not much that I would have changed. And even in terms of, even if I had a dream, it was more important for me that he's taken care of, that he was taken care of, that my son was taken care of. If I had have had a dream, I probably would have abdicated that for what I did do, was to give my full attention to his career and his well-being.
Sure. Yeah. And I think something else too that, I don't know if you wrote this in the book as well. And of the movies that I've done, I've only seen moms on set with the babies. Not saying the dads aren't. I mean, I'm sure they're working or, handling the house stuff back home or whatever. But what I'll say to, and I'm curious if you wrote this in as well, but I feel like the moms don't feel like a lot of them, yes, they don't want to get in the way, right? And so they maybe not, they don't feel like they have a voice. So there's certain things that have happened on set where I'm like, hey, you should that don't allow that. You know what I mean? Like, and say something about it because this is, either past hours or they're not doing something right or it's not good. It's too hot and they're, whatever. Like you have a voice and you can use that. Like, don't be like, oh no, everything's fine. Cause I'm like, it's not fine. He's six, he looks like he's about to pass out on set, figure it out. You know what I mean? Like you can have a voice, And I think it's hard. I can imagine it being hard for the moms to just feel like, well, they don't want to overstep or they don't want to get in the way of something, but their child's working. Like they should know that they have a voice to speak and use their voice, but not be like too overstepping, right? So it's like the balance. How do you do that, right?
I think a lot of times people come into a situation like that. That's their mindset anyway, that they don't want to overstep. They'll do that at the grocery market. You know what I'm saying? At the grocery store. They'll
Right.
have to say, well, maybe I shouldn't, that who a person that has that demeanor will have that in any situation. So I think that it's once again, it's about research. What are the rules and regulations? Go contact the union, find out what your rights are, find out what is best for the child. This is where your research comes in. I think that I do understand because it's so big and and you don't want to make a mistake and you don't want to cause a disruption. But as long as you have in the forefront of your mind the well-being of your child, you have to become a mama bear, not a stage mom or someone who is untenable, but you have to protect your child at all costs. And if you do see that it is too hot, if you do see your child is not feeling well, you do have to speak up. Some people just that's just not their nature to speak up, period, with some
Right.
people.
Yeah.
And even though they can see it and feel it and want to, they won't do it. But I hope that that my book will give them a little more impetus to speak up.
Sure.
And that
In
was that.
all areas of work too, that shouldn't just, be on set. In all areas, like you have a voice and that should be a very known thing.
Exactly,
Do
exactly.
you touch on social media at all? Because now that is a totally different showbiz world as well when it comes to TikTok and all of that.
No, I do not touch on social media because that kind of goes across the board.
Sure.
It includes all forms of entertainment. And once again, it's about doing your research. It's about doing the research and what will work for you. I do not explore the whole social media because it's a lot. It's a lot and it's complex. And I don't want to give incorrect information. And I think that in doing the research, the parent will find how that works for them, for their child and
Right.
their family.
What do you have a favorite memory of your son being on the Cosby Show?
I don't think that there is any one particular thing that I can that stands out. I think his overall, the way he approached his work on the show, He was very serious. He was very, very present. He understood what his responsibilities were as far as in that ensemble. He listened and took direction very well, but that started at home. You had to listen, and you had to, you had to listen to what I had to say. If you weren't listening and I had to keep repeating, it meant that you really were not paying attention to me. So he got that firsthand. I think overall, his enjoyment of being there, his enjoyment of the show. So there wasn't, I think his overall time on the show was memorable in terms of his approach and how much he really did enjoy working on that show. He enjoyed it.
Do you think any of that, I mean, the stuff that happened with Bill, obviously, did that come in effect, just kind of dampen the now looking back at the show, or do you still have, like, are you able to separate? Is he able to separate it too?
That did not taint our feelings. It did not taint any of the time or any of the feelings, the good feelings that we had about the show. Not in any way.
That's
Not
good.
in any way, because that's his personal private life. This was work, an ensemble cast, two different worlds, two different worlds. And it did not change. It did not change our relationship with him. It did not change our love, admiration, or respect for him. And that was not our lane. That was his lane, so it didn't.
Yeah, that's good. I was curious how that would, but that makes sense. It's like one's personal and one is, you know, you, as long as you show up, do your work, and obviously you create a friendship, right? So that's hard, but at the same time, you know, you just have to be in your lane. What do you think, what do you want, like, the biggest takeaway to be from your book?
That you are not voiceless, that you have a voice, and that your knowledge is power, and that you, I just don't want parents to feel lost and just like a babe in the woods. I don't want them to feel that way, because that's the way I felt when I first got into the business on this level. The Before the Cosby Show, it was something, an extracurricular activity. It was just something to do. I didn't take it seriously. That world was not on my radar on any level. But once it became a business, and once that show took off, I was completely and totally lost. And it's not a good feeling, because you don't know if your decision is a career enhancer or a career destroyer. You don't know. You just do not know. And you don't have any perspective, because it's not your world. And so just the heart, the stone in my heart, am I making the right decision? Am I doing the right thing? But I always kept in mind, like I said before, what is best for my child? So with my book, it gives basics. It gives basic information that some parents don't have and just don't know. Just the basic things, because each situation is different. And so they will grow in their own way with their child and their child's career. Their child's career is not going to be like another child's career, or like the career that my child had. But there's a foundation and basics for all of it. And that's what I've written. Just the basics that they
Yeah,
need.
but those basics, though, are so important, because I think there's so many people, I mean, even just the people, like, how do I get into acting, or how do, it's like there's just basics on all of it. Like, you just have to, you know, especially with a kid. I mean, again, you have to know what are the, you know, what are the standards? What are the rules? What is this? And what does this mean? And so, because it all is confusing, and it's a lot. And for someone that doesn't know that world, it can just be
It can be overwhelming.
overwhelming.
I've also included a glossary in the book. So there are terms, so that when someone says whatever, you're not, you can pull your book out and look it up, maybe.
Absolutely. Well, I love it. Thank you for coming on. Everyone, go get A Parent's Guide to Managing Showbiz Kids. It was released on February 5th, so go get your copy. Pamela, thank you so much for coming on Wind Down.
You, and good luck with your career and
Thanks, baby.
good one's budding career.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, friend.
Bye-bye.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable, from sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. When headed to the beach, I want to make sure my kids are protected, so I never leave home without Banana Boat 360 Mist. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino. Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
I've been trying to write a promo for our podcast, Part-Time Genius, but even though we've done over 250 episodes, we don't really talk about murders or cults.
I mean, we did just cover the Illuminati of cheese, so I feel like that makes us pretty edgy. We also solve mysteries like how Chinese is your Chinese food and how do dollar stores make money? And then, of course, can you game a dog show?
So what you're saying is everyone should be listening.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.